Every person who claims to follow Jesus Christ should seek earnestly to make their will subject to the will of God. You see, when we humble ourselves in that way before God, saying as Jesus said in the garden, "Not my will, but yours be done," then God will exalt us. God is not pleased with the proud, but the Bible says if we humble ourselves before God, then He will exalt us. When Jesus was about 30 years of age, there came a man into Judea by the name of John. And this John came baptizing people. He was an unusual character. We don't know whether he was raised by a monastic group in the desert or whether he lived as a hermit. It reads in the Bible as though he just lived in the wild and made his clothing however he could, and he ate grasshoppers and wild honey. But listen to what happened to John, who was dedicated by his parents and lived a dedicated life, subjecting his will to the will of God. It's found in Luke, the 3rd chapter. Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea in the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." You see, God did not come to the great Caesar Tiberius. God did not reveal his truth to Pontius Pilate, the governor of Judea, who supposedly had authority over John. And Herod, being the tetrarch of Galilee, God didn't come to him and reveal himself to Herod. And Philip, who ruled over Iturea in the region of Trachonitis. And Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene, he didn't come to the great religious people of his day, Annas and Caiaphas, who were the high priest in the temple of God. The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness, because John was dedicated to doing the will of God, receiving his message, and then giving it out. Now, that's not the way for all of us to live, out in the desert with nothing. John showed us what can happen to a man who is totally dedicated to God's will and will listen to him. Oh, surrender your will to God today and every day. "Not my will, but yours be done. What is it that you want of me today?" And God will honor that. When we humble ourselves before him, he will lift us up. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I'm so thankful to you that you lifted me up. But it only came when my will was broken to your will, Lord. I'm like a different person now than I was before. You broke everything out of me that was contrary to you. That wasn't my doing. It was your doing. But I surrendered myself into your care and to your will. And you're so gracious and kind and loving that you have lifted me up and made me into the person you would like me to be. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.